now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad
Savage. Musical enjoyment and enlightenment as the voices of history come to life on this radio show. Get ready for 100 years of music history today in our next hour together. A recent cover version reaches a higher chart position than its 1988 original. Plus, a West Coast band called Dawes takes on a fear of flying. A countercultural iconic film moment of the late 60s and featuring an iconic song from its soundtrack. And we'll hear music from one singer who needs only his first name, Hank. Or maybe we should specify Hank Senior, all coming up on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Let's begin during the Great War. If you go to your local record store, you can find a lot of collections of songs of World War II, the songs that got the soldiers home, the songs that won World War II, collections like that. However, I've taken an interest in the recorded songs of World War I. So let's start with singer MJ O'Connell from 1918. This one is called "I'd Feel at Home If They'd Let Me Join the Army" on Cruisin' the Decades.
The men are getting married, so they won't be called to war. But if they want to dodge it, what do they get married for? It takes about a year or more to train a soldier right. A year of married life will make them all know how to fight. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. I'm not afraid the shot and shell will harm me. For ever since I took a wife, I've been in battles all my life, and I feel at home if they'd let me join the army. They'll have to force the single men to go to war, I fear. The married men all want to go, they always volunteer. It takes the bravest of the brave to bear the battle's brunt. That's why they always find the married men way out in front. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. The sound of rifle fire would not alarm me. For since my wife had twins, you see, each night I lead the infantry, and I feel at home if they'd let me join the army. My wife charges everything to me, but I'd reverse the charges and I'd charge the enemy. I'm always on the firing line, of that there is no doubt. When she invites her company, I'm always mustered out. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. A trip up in an aeroplane would charm me. Since I got married, I declare, I've always been up in the air, and I feel at home if they'd let me join the army. Satan for her family. They're first in war and first in peace and first for lunch, you see. I treat them to most anything and everything I get. But like a gallant army, they have not retreated yet. Oh, give me a gun and away I'll run to fight the foreign foe. The life out in the trenches wouldn't harm me. That's small, but I am used to that, for I'm living in a Harlem flat, and I feel at home if they let me join the army.
A custom-selected, hand-curated selection of the most interesting records ever recorded. One song per decade for over 100 years of music. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition, with your host, Brad Savage. Cruisin' the Decades.
It seems to thrill me and make me happy, and so I'm gonna be the busiest bumblebee, a buzzing around you constantly. Pet names are pretty, but there's no pet name half as pretty Liz to me.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history and education, music appreciation, the roots of modern sounds. That was titled Pretty Lips. It's by Al Handler and his orchestra from 1926. Ah, yes, the Roaring Twenties. Now, this show is one song per decade and over 100 years of music. So think of it like time travel in musical history. All styles are welcome. All sounds, all music genres are welcome. And we do one song per decade. Find out more at cruisinthedecades.com. All the playlists and shows are available. And you can put in a request through the Cruisin' the Decades website. Now think of this. I know a lot of families have songs that are very important in their family history, like a wedding song. or a grandparent's favorite song, or a song that someone in your extended family helped write, or a composer, or someone played in one of the bands. Well, send us your story. Send us your request for a future episode. CruisingTheDecades.com, or just email me directly, brad@thesummit.fm. TheSummit.fm is a public radio station in Akron, Ohio, where we create this show. And through the goodwill and good service of public broadcasting, now the program is heard on 36 great independent radio stations up and down the dial, North America, Germany, Canada, New Zealand, worldwide on shortwave radio. So send us your song request. And we're going to move now into a 1930s selection from the great Billie Holiday. The song was written by Jimmy Eaton and Terry Shand in 1938, and Billie Holiday has the first version and probably the most famous version of this song, though it was later sung by Carmen McRae in the early 60s and country singer Eddie Arnold in the early 1950s. This is the great Billie Holiday with "I'm Gonna Lock My Heart and Throw Away the Key" on Cruisin' the Decades.
I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key. I'm wise to all those tricks you've played on me. I'm gonna turn my back on love, gonna snub the moon above, seal all my windows up with tin so the love bug can get in. I'm gonna park my romance right along the curb, hang a sign up on my heart, please don't disturb. And if I never fall in love again, that's soon enough for me. I'm gonna lock my heart and throw away the key.
Years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right, 'cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. I've got a little gal that wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well,
Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. If I want to honky tonk around till 2 or 3, now brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. It seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
So much iconic music. The legendary sounds of Hank Williams. 1949, Mind Your Own Business. Right here on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. Our next selection brings us into the early 1950s. And this is one of those songs that draws a straight correlation to more contemporary music of today, because this early pre-rock and roll R&B song that we're about to hear, this was covered by Aerosmith on their album Toys in the Attic in 1974. This is the original, a classic double entendre risque R&B tune. This is Bull Moose Jackson on Cruisin' the Decades.
God being the strangest woman, believe me, this chick's no cinch, but I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tried to tease her, I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Gal don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. See, she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Music historians cite that as one of the greatest double entendre dirty R&B tunes. Well, it's all about listening to records on a big 10-inch record, a 78 RPM single. That is Bull Moose Jackson from Cleveland, Ohio, not far from where we produce this show in Akron, Ohio, Rubber City, USA. That's actually with the Tiny Bradshaw Orchestra. Tiny Bradshaw hailed from nearby Youngstown, Ohio. And this is part of why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. All this great music and legendary DJ Alan Freed, who played that song a lot. That was Big 10-inch record by Bull Moose Jackson from 1952 on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. My name is Brad Savage. Thanks for joining me on this musical time capsule. Take a look and learn more about the show at cruisinthedecades.com. Now we're moving into the rock and roll era, and between the early 50s and 1968 and the late 60s counterculture movement, think about how much change happened in society and attitudes towards music and young people and women and social attitudes towards our neighbors and just so much change in the world. The musical soundtrack, and a lot of it made it to the theaters, right? Like, let's think about countercultural film in the late 60s. I want to talk about a film called Easy Rider.
This year, the judges of the Cannes Film Festival presented the award Best Film by a New Director to Easy Rider. It's the story of a man who went looking for America and couldn't find it anywhere. Easy Rider stars Peter Fonda.
It's not every man that can live off the land, you know.
Also starring Dennis Hopper, the award-winning director of Easy Rider.
We got things we want to do, man. Like, I gotta get out of here, man.
Co-starring Jack Nicholson.
This used to be a hell of a good country. I don't understand what's going on with it.
Hey, mister, can you tell where a man might find a bed?
They're not scared of you.
They scared of what you represent to them. All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
Oh, no.
What you represent to them is freedom. What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Part of the original trailer of the 1969 film Easy Rider. Pretty iconic soundtrack for that film as well. This is Steppenwolf on Cruisin' the Decades.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
are looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And like the true nature's child, we were born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool? We'll be right back.
What about Daddy Cool? That is Boney M. from Germany, the funk disco sounds of the mid-1970s. Boney M. is a group that was kind of created and produced by a music industry mastermind icon, Frank Farian. Now, he worked with a lot of groups that he kind of put them together in his view of what would be a popular sound. He also worked with La Bouche and No Mercy in the 1990s, and most notably, Milli Vanilli. He's kind of the mastermind behind Milli Vanilli in the late 80s. That was Daddy Cool, a German group, Boney M., from 1976. This is Cruisin' the Decades. One song per decade, 100 years of music history, and if we do it right, we're mixing it up real good with different sounds and genres every single week on all the best independent and community-minded radio stations. This show is heard on shortwave radio, WBCQ, The Planet from Maine, and Radio Miami International out of South Florida, and Channel 292. In Germany, as well as a whole bunch of internet broadcast stations and more traditional AM and FM radio stations around North America and New Zealand. And you're listening to Cruisin' the Decades. We're up into the 1980s for a song by Tracy Chapman that has been revived and brought to the top of the charts in 2023. The recent cover version by Luke Combs, a pop country singer that's the toast of Nashville these days. Well, Luke Combs just covered this song and it went to number one on the country charts. Well, that is a higher chart position than the original version by Tracy Chapman, which peaked at number six in April of 1988. Let's hear the original. And this song was a solo composition of Tracy Chapman. Now that it is a number one country song, she is credited as the first ever black female solo artist to reach number one as a country songwriter. This is Tracy Chapman with Fast Car on Cruisin' the Decades.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be
someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
From the studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA, this is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Of us immersed in sin is all we have to give. These features
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. And from 1996, that was Jamiroquai with Virtual Insanity. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio, USA. For Cruisin' the Decades, we produce this show in the Rubber City, the original home of Goodyear and Firestone and National Tire, the original home and birthplace of one LeBron James, international basketball superstar. We're also the home of Devo and the Black Keys and Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. And so much music history in our backyard. Now we're beaming this show out worldwide. It's time for our shortwave shoutouts this week, including a new country for us. Daniel Rodrigo is listening in Bogota, Colombia via WRMI Shortwave Radio Miami International. Also on that same frequency, it's Christopher in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, part of the Twin Cities metro area. We've got Kari and friends checking in from Finland on Shortwave Channel 292. And Jake is a shortwave listener in Woodbine, Maryland. Now, Jake is also an amateur radio hobbyist, ham radio. His call sign is AB3A. A lot of people today are still really into ham radio and amateur radio and DXing, pulling in distant signals through shortwave radio or even distant AM and FM signals. We also want to send a shout out to Lynn in Stanton, Virginia, on community radio WQSVLP in the Shenandoah Valley, the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. This show goes all over the world, and you can listen online at cruisinthedecades.com. We're going to turn now into the 21st century and a 2006 selection by the Zootons. This is a great UK rock band that was formed in Liverpool in 2001. The Zootons took this song top 10 in the UK. It was also a very successful song used with the 2006 FIFA World Cup. Well, about a year later, it was covered by the late Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson. And at that point, it went to number 2 on the UK charts. So another one where the cover actually did better chart-wise than the original. But we're playing the Zootons and this song, Valerie, from 2006 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I make a picture.
Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Plug my headset in a chair, and to the music I watch fly.
That's our selection from the 2010s decade on Cruisin' the Decades. The band called Dawes, a song kind of addressing a fear of flying. 2013 release, From a Window Seat by Dawes, a Los Angeles-based four-piece founded by brothers Taylor and Griffin Goldsmith. Around 2010 or so, they have several albums to their credit now. And a fun fact, Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes happens to be married to singer and actress Mandy Moore. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and now we're up to the 2020s selection, a recent surprising cover of We Didn't Start the Fire, a big 1989 number one by Billy Joel. Well, the band Fall Out Boy has issued a 2023 version, changing the lyrics to reflect news events and cultural happenings since 1989 and until 2023. So the chorus remains the same. The lyrics are different. And boy, has this ignited a wildfire of internet comments from fans of Fall Out Boy who like it and people who say, who told them that we needed this? Why isn't it in sequential order like the Billy Joel song? Just a huge debate. Is it any good or not? Well, I happen to think it's great. I think it's a really cool modern update of an iconic song of the late 80s, early 90s. Judge for yourself. Here is Fall Out Boy. We Didn't Start the Fire on Cruisin' the Decades.
Captain Planet, Arab Spring, LA riots, Rodney King.
Cambridge Analytica, Kim Jong-un, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
We didn't start the
Boys' much debated new cover, We Didn't Start the Fire 2023. To me, I would expect that cover from a group like Bowling for Soup, maybe, or Fits in the Tantrums, or maybe Bare Naked Ladies. But no, Fall Out Boy has covered We Didn't Start the Fire. That's our 2023 selection. Wrapping up Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312 USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different with The Summit. Local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades.